I went into this book wanting to say, how do they do that? How does that happen? My God, you start to realize, you know, I'm like everybody else. I wake up in the morning when the alarm goes off and I whack the snooze bar and go right back to sleep. That means before my eyes are even open, two of these enormously complex systems, the electrical system and the broadcast media, have already supported me. 5 minutes later, I'm in the bathroom. That's two more systems, fresh water and wastewater. All this stuff is going on all the time. And I was just amazed at, you know, nobody's paying attention to it. But the thing is, I just wanted to know how it worked. I went in here wanting to know how to work. I keep telling people I didn't want to be Al Gore saying, if we don't screw in these curly light bulbs, then the day after tomorrow, whew, out comes the Greenland ice sheet and we all drown. And I didn't want to be Dick Cheney and saying, shut up and keep driving. You know, I just wanted to understand. But once you start understanding, you can't fail to take a position. And my position was like, we better get ready to start paying for this. Because when, as you say, the American Society of Civil Engineers gives us another in a distressing series of D minuses in our infrastructure, the only thing we can do is fix it. And when you fix things, they cost money. And we are, what they tell us, $2.2 trillion in arrears. And so we have to start paying for it. And how do you do that in this, not economy, the economy I don't think is the issue, in this political climate where we have an entire generation of people who believe to the core of their bones that you can have government services, but that taxes are inherently unjust. I ask someone, you know, I have these conversations all the time, and I ask someone, well, so, okay, we'll do it without taxes. Tell me how. How are we going to do it without tax money? How are we going to pave our roads? How are we going to replace our aging sewage systems? How are we going to replace and repair our water plants and develop new ones? How are we going to do these things without taxes? And he said to me, well, you don't use tax money for that. You use bond issues. And, you know, once you're there where somebody doesn't understand that a bond issue is just a way of paying taxes all at once instead of over 30 years, I don't even know where to go with that. Because have you heard another answer to that question that you found reasonable, that you found hopeful, that we were going to find a way to take care of all these systems without paying for them?